College students are notorious for pulling all-nighters to study for exams or finish term papers. So it's surprising in a way that it took this long for colleges to schedule classes for night owls. A community college in Maryland is just one of the institutions now tapping into the biorhythms of its students. Donna Marie Owens checked out one of those midnight classes.
I would go, bleep!
Inside a brightly lit classroom, Professor Paul Vinette stands near a chalkboard, making comical noises. He's trying to keep his intro to psychology class engaged and awake.
That whenever the dog was regularly presented at certain times,
class begins at midnight and ends at a yawn-inducing 3 a.m. Corey Fox Ponting is one of 10 students taking the Wednesday course.
I'm young. I'm always up at this hour anyway, either playing video games or doing work or working on something. It's just an hour where my mind's just not resting, which is what most people are doing.
Anne Arundel Community College in suburban Maryland has about 17,000 students. Like many community colleges nationwide, its enrollment has increased as the economy has tightened. Norma Kent is a spokeswoman for the American Association of Community Colleges, representing 1,200 institutions in every state. Bunker Hill in Boston and several Midwest schools, she says, are among those offering midnight and 5 a.m. courses.
But others have seen it as a viable way to serve students. And so if students are going to come at those hours, we're going to be there for them.
So that students stay alert, Professor Vinette uses everything from sound effects to a buffet with coffee and snacks. The class gets a 15-minute break, although he says most students don't need it.
It was the complete opposite of what I feared, which was going to be trying to drag a dozen students as if they were dead bodies through the mud at 1 in the morning, and that was quite the opposite. No one's tired, no one's sleepy. I got a bunch of night owls in here.
These students have different reasons for taking a class this time of night. Cynthia Marshall is a homemaker in her late 40s who hopes to re-enter the job market. The course means so much, she travels several hours each way on mass transit.
Coffee, lots of coffee.
The following key terms are fair game for
Ashley Beck is 25 and married with two small children. Her husband attends the police academy by day while she pursues her degree at night.
There's not a lot of kids in the class, so the teacher-to-student ratio is a lot better. And you don't have to, like, raise your hand and wait for 50 million people to ask questions. It's easier to get the information you want to get.
Zachary Hurd is 19. He admits he's taking naps this semester. Psychology is a required course, but Hurd is selective about what subjects he'd tackle at this hour.
I wouldn't take any math class at midnight. Just not something I want to do at midnight.
Other late-night considerations? Driving home around the same time as last call. Again, here's Corey Fox Ponting.
A cop even pulled me over one night just to check my ID, and I said, hey, and he wouldn't believe me, but I just came out of class 3 in the morning.
Local police and campus security may soon see more students in the wee hours. If demand continues, college officials are considering additional midnight courses in the future. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens.